First Taiwan special for the week. I want to talk about generational Asia. One of the deals I've been dealing with over here is how different generations clash, conflict, they fight, and because of that, people have trouble getting along, and that leads to international conflicts. So, for example, in Hong Kong, okay, you've got the younger generation, and their parents, you know, we're talking 2 months ago, but it's still going on. The kids go out in the streets and they protest. They say, we need to have freedom. We need to have lawfulness. We need to have human rights. We need to have governments that keep their promises. And they're out in the streets. Okay. Their parents sometimes, maybe grandparents, are saying, you're just like the street gangs because you go out into the streets and yell. And that's always and only the same thing. And there's no difference. And so really and of course they get in heated arguments, and someone, I think it was CNN, was doing a report observing these types of disagreements happening at restaurants. You know, a young man stands up at the table, shouts at his parents or the older people at the table. And it's a family out, you know, saying, you think that we're triads, you know, those are Asian gangs. You think we're triads. You think we're street gangs. You know, you don't know the difference between, fighting, as a criminal versus, fighting for your own freedom. And it's true. The older generations don't, because they've got that crushed down, broken down, beat down Confucianism where, you know, the oldest person in the family is your god, literally. Like, they die and then you pray to them, building a shrine in your house to them. And you must always obey them. Like, it's like dogma, but dogma is for the church. And this is like dogma, but to family. They call it xiaoshun. And we don't really have a word for it in English. I guess you'd call it filial dogma. But it's utter, it's without question, no thinking, no questioning, absolute, instant loyalty and obedience to older family members. It's weird. And it's a doctrine of Confucianism. They don't see in the West, it was dogma to the Catholic Church. In the East, it was dogma to the oldest people in the family. So that tends to beat people down. It beats them way, way, way down. So the issue is you've got a generational conflict. Another example, there was a young man, his father wouldn't let him play on the cell phone. So the kid broke the family computer that only he used anyway. So, you know, I was talking to him and I said, I see what's happening. I understand. And your parents will get along with you better when they're older. But it needs time. And you'll grow up and you won't care so much. It won't bother you when your parents yell the way they do or whatever. So just don't think about it. It needs time. Think about something else, I told him. And don't break the computer, because then you won't have a computer. And he kind of smiled a little bit. And it's good for him to know that other people are watching. And that's another thing, too, is like, just ignore it. Like, a lot of problems, you can just make them go away by ignoring them. Trying to fix it doesn't always fix it. It sometimes makes it worse. Sometimes you just got to give things time and let them heal. So I've been dealing with a lot of this over here. Other people, you know, I deal with all kinds of situations with different people and different families trying to sort whatever out. And I'm always trying to help, you know, the young people be patient as they grow up powerless. There's injustice in the world everywhere you go. And when you're young, it hurts you more because you're little and these injustices are big and you can't do anything about it. You can do nothing about it. You just got to take it. And it's hard. And so I just tell them, just occupy your mind with something else while your body gets bigger, you know, and don't hate people and don't make people hate you. And, you know, with parents who ask me, I explain to them what I know about what's going on, you know, just to know what's going on. Sometimes parents don't know. Jesse, what is happening here? So there's, I deal with other stuff that's scary and I don't want to talk about it. But it's amazing what I'm seeing happen inside families, and I'm just there to give peace. There was one family, I'm just going to say they had a lot of trouble. It was probably the scariest thing that a family could go through. And I was right there while it was happening. And I was there doing Bible, testing my computer teaching curriculum, verb.vip. And I got all finished and I asked the family, I said, can I pray for you guys? And I got them to all stand in a circle and hold hands. And I just very quickly prayed, Jesus, help us to love each other and know that we need to do the right thing, whatever that is. Amen. And I prayed with them all. And there, you know, in Taiwan, you've got these older generations and younger generations fighting. The older generation, they've only known Chinese rule. And the younger generation has only known not Chinese rule. And the older generation really believes that China's big and you can't stand against someone big. And it's like, have you heard of William Wallace? Have you heard of the American Revolution? Britain was the superpower of the day and America was smaller. Do you know about this? America's the ones now that supply the technology that China steals. Where would China be able to steal technology from if it wasn't for America, the little guy standing against the big English? And we're family. Just because we stood against England doesn't mean we hate them. You know, it's just, there's a lot to pick apart, but people who come from the old Chinese culture who've kind of lived in the Confucius bubble, they don't really know about that. So I'm here and I smile and I have patience, but what's going on is you've got these generational clashes and it affects the elections and it affects society. And you've got all typical politics. It's like the Game of Thrones. You've got the old idiots in charge and then you got the supposed rebels who come in, but then don't do anything once they do take over. And then you got, you know, it's like, what's going on? And then you get a rebel from the old guys crowd. And then you get rebels against the new crowd. And it just goes round and round and round. And it leads to war. China is becoming big and they're intimidating Taiwan. And we are seriously looking at an invasion where this is not a joke. This is real. And all of it comes back to generational infighting. All of it comes back to a disagreement between the old and the new generations. And in the last, we're going to have a Bible moment here. Okay. I'm not trying to persuade you to follow the Bible. Okay. If you're not a Bible geek like me, then please don't feel pressure. I'm just going to explain how Bible works. Last verse of the Old Testament, Malachi 4, very last verse, God says, I'm sending Elijah, which means someone like Elijah, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the hearts of the sons to the fathers, or parents and children, how it could be translated, because Hebrew had gender. So he said, lest I strike the land with the decree of utter desolation. Now, many people say that that's John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the Elijah. I'm sending my prophet Elijah, someone like Elijah. They say that's John the Baptist because John the Baptist came as a prophet. The problem with that is, and I believe it. I believe that John the Baptist is a fulfillment of that Old Testament prophecy. I take that. It's a prophecy here. It's a fulfillment over there. If you believe the Bible is fact or fiction, whatever. There's a fulfillment of prophecy there. I mean, George R. R. Martin has prophecies in his stuff and he fulfills it in his fiction. So, John the Baptist, though, doesn't reconcile parents and children. Not in the Gospels anyway, not in the New Testament. Nowhere in the Bible does John the Baptist bring parents and children together, like the last verse of the Old Testament says that he will. So, I think that God sent Elijah the prophet and John the Baptist introduced the age of Jesus, and that in our day, there is a spirit, an idea, a virtue of Elijah that is turning the hearts of parents and children toward each other. The conflicts we're seeing in the world are about this central issue. And I wonder if there is a 2,000-year gap midway in that verse. I'm sending my prophet Elijah, 2,000-year gap. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the hearts of the sons of the fathers, lest I strike the land with a decree of utter desolation. It can happen in prophecy. And I think that we are living in days of generational reconciliation. See you tomorrow.